B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Shay, talk to us. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. So I need your help reconnecting with somebody who is ghosting me.
What?
Ghosting? How dare you?
No way. Not ghosting Shay.
It's so ridiculous. I met this guy, and I really thought we were hitting it off. Like, we were Zooming a lot, doing a lot of stuff, you know, just, like, virtually, like, really getting to know each other. I thought the connection was good because it was just based on conversation. We were vibing hard. Everything seemed real chill. And then now nothing.
All right. Well, don't be offended by this question. How did you fuck it up?
Why do you think I did? I mean, it could have been him. You don't know that.
He's not calling us.
Well, I thought we were vibing hard. Who knows? Like, maybe something came up. I just thought, like, you know, we were about to start being able to be around people more. I was kind of thinking, like, it's about time we got together and really got to know each other. And now, crickets? Like, no, something's not right here.
So, the last time you guys talked, what happened and what do you think you might have said that maybe turned him off?
I mean, I didn't think I said anything. I'll be honest, like, I roasted him a little bit because his name is Don, and I kept calling him Donald, so, like, maybe that didn't help. But, like, I don't know. I just thought we were having a good time. Like, I just kind of would, like, poke fun at him. He'd poke fun at me. Like, you know, whatever, whatever. It was all good. And, like, it was his birthday recently, and, like, I was, like, stoked to be able to, you know, reconnect with him after this whole quarantine thing is done and really wish him a happy birthday, you know?
But, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was really it. Like, I'm just sad because I've, like, really spent a lot of this quarantine getting to know this guy, and I thought it was going, you know, pretty good.
Yeah,
so. You
thought, now that it's over, you could finally, like, hang out, and he's kind of ghost. Maybe, I mean, this,
yes.
I hope that this isn't the case, but maybe you were, like, his quarantine girlfriend. You know, people have girlfriends for different situations. Like, oh, that's my girlfriend from this
quarantine
city. That's my
girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, I feel you. Like, I feel like maybe you've got a point, but, like, that sucks. Like, what the hell is the point if I can't have a dick appointment in the end? Like, come on. I'm not wasting my time here.
I will make sure and tell him that. But, hey,
wow.
Listen, man. She wants it. Okay, well, how about this? We'll give him a call for you
come
next.
On.
We'll call for you next,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to this poor girl, Shay. Her and this dude, Don, spent basically the entire quarantine just going back and forth, talking, Zoom dates, all that stuff. Now that they can kind of hang out, sort of, the dude is nowhere to be seen. And Shay, you know, she wants to see it. She thought they had a connection. We'll give him a call for you, okay? Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Don?
This is him. May I ask who's calling?
Don, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And so we got your phone number from a young lady who wanted us to call you on her behalf. It's a good reason.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to catch up. You're on the radio?
Yeah, we're calling you from a radio station, but we're calling you because somebody gave us your number, somebody that you know. And so it's a young lady. Like I said, you know her, and I'm going to tell you her name. But first, the reason that she told us to call you is because she would like to set up a date with you. She thinks that you guys have a connection. Basically, if you say yes, we will set up any type of date you want. We could do something at one of your places, whatever you're the most comfortable with. At one of your places, if you want to do a Zoom type of date, we'll send food to each of your...
Are you with me right now? What is this?
I swear, I'm not with you. You could do a restaurant. You know what? I'm just going to tell you her name so you'll know I'm not with you, okay?
Okay.
Shay.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm good. No, that girl's kind of an idiot. So I appreciate you.
Why do you think that she's an idiot?
We were vibing pretty good. We got along. She was being pretty sexy and dropping a lot of innuendos, and I was fine with that. That was great.
Yeah.
What had happened was I had a birthday in the family like almost 2 weeks ago now. My son.
Yeah.
He's about 5 years. He just turned 5 years old.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting at home minding my own business with my son on his birthday. And I get a text that says, hey, come outside from Shay. And I'm like, what the hell, you know, quarantine, social distance, but okay, I'll step outside. Me and my son, who is also named Don, we go outside into the front yard, and there's a parade of cars going by screaming happy birthday, and I'm thinking, "What? This is really cool of her to set this up for my son." But about three cars into it, I start to realize, this is really weird. Like, I don't know any of the people in this birthday parade.
Yeah.
I don't recognize any of these cars. And then it gets to the third car, and it's Shay and, like, three of her girls hanging out the windows with their titties hanging out.
Stop it. Stop it.
She's just flashing the neighborhood, including my five-year-old son.
What?
They were flashing your son for his birthday?
And oh, my God.
Hold on. Shay's on the phone. She's listening to what you're saying. Shay, you said your son was five, Dawn?
How was I supposed to know?
Hold on. How are you supposed to?
Okay.
I don't know how you knew in the first place.
Listen, everyone on his socials was like, happy birthday, Don. Get it, big man. And I was like, yo, you want a big day? I'm going to show you these big titties. I'm coming by. Like, what's the problem? I didn't know it was his kid's birthday.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, that kind of makes sense. Okay, I can kind of buy that. But, like, when the cars rode up to my house, did you not see the Elmo balloons on the mailbox?
Oh, come on. I wanted you to tickle me, Donnie. Like, what's the problem? I didn't know. It's an honest mistake.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, it does sound like an honest mistake. Don, I mean, look, this could be, you could be missing out, my friend. Like I said, we pay for a date with Shay. Well, first of all, how's your son?
He's five, and he's great, and he's doing well. I had to talk to him. It was a little awkward, but I think he gets it.
Yeah.
He knows daddy's dating. So,
daddy's dating, so you might be seeing more boobs.
Yeah. I'd be like, son, hopefully someday this will really happen for you. But, okay, so listen, it sounds like an honest mistake. You know, she was trying to do something nice. She mistook your son for you, and I would just like to see this connection happen.
Like, come on, like, I'll buy him some Legos, all good. You got some titties, all good. Like, let's just move forward.
Oh, God. Don't get me wrong. You sound fun, and those titties are amazing. They are on point. But I don't think that's something I can do right now. I'm trying to be a good dad.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
You're going to learn something tomorrow, so make sure you take notes at 8:10 with the Second Date Update on the 10s, because you're going to learn that if you want to impress your date, you need to do the exact opposite of what Donnie does, all right? Again, 8:10 with the Get Up Crew. It happens right here on 96.9, your throwback station.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.